Blog Talk Radio.
Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Hebrews 13:1-2.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Brother Chris Edwards. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in my Hammondsburg, Ohio area, and 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in Richmond, California. It is February 7th, and it is time for your favorite program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris. We hope that all of are having a blessed and wonderful day, and thank you for, we thank the Lord for all of his wonderful benefits. And we are so glad to bring you this program at this time. And we hope that we have been an aid to your Christian walk along with this Christian journey. It is the psalmist who wrote in Psalm 119, chapter, verse 115, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word, hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing it is so many paths out there to follow. That is why we here at Chatting from the Word are so glad to chat with you from the Word of God. All right. How's my brother Oscar doing this day?
I am blessed, my brother. I am very much blessed. You know what just happened? They had put a warning on my phone. I don't know if you heard it go off, but you know how they send the emergency warning, and they had sent one to my music thing here. But I'm doing okay, Brother Chris. What about yourself?
Oh, it's great. It's great. It is about 52 degrees, partly cloudy here in Richmond, California. We're located in the San Francisco Bay Area, and we are doing just well this morning. And it's always good to talk with you, my brother. And how are you doing out there in Miamisburg, Ohio?
We get to have some rain and some bad. It's raining out there now, I believe, and we getting to get some bad weather. That's why all day long they've been putting emergency signals on TV and tell us to watch out for the rain that's coming, brother. But other than that, it's sunshine. And all right, we have Jesus Christ, brother. It's sunshine. Life inside, on Christ is alive and part of our lives. We have sunshine, regardless of the weather report. I am so blessed, brother.
That's right. Despite of the storms of our lives and what we're going through daily, and the challenges, and things get hectic, but when we keep our eye focused on Jesus, He has a way of clearing all the space that we need to get us through those troubling, turbulent times during our lives. That's correct.
That's right. We're going to have those trials. We're going to have those storms and those tough times in our lives. But the beautiful part about it, when you're in Jesus Christ, you will be able to handle them differently from what the world handles them. And not saying we're not going to have no problem. We're going to have them. But when you're in Jesus Christ, you just look at everything so differently, you know. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's the mindset, how you think, you know.
Right.
So you just, when you're in Christ Jesus, you can be happy. When things are not going great around you, you can be happy, my brother.
That's right. And we know that this physical life one day is going to come to an end. But even though if we're suffering through illness or depression and we're going through some tough times, maybe a loss of someone dear to us through death,
mm-hmm.
and we're mourning or we're going through some severe trials, and we may be in pain because maybe we're stricken with some kind of terminal sickness or something, we know that we have an eternal hope in Jesus Christ.
That's right, my brother. That's right. I know I have my aches and pain, because I have arthritis real bad, and I'm a bad diabetic, and every morning I thank God for getting me up. The catch is, it's a challenge, but the catch is, he woke me up, and he allowed me to see this beautiful, beautiful day. And to my listeners, we hope and pray that you're listening in to Chatting from the Word. And won't you do this for us? If you're at home, and if it's cold where you are, go grab you a hot cup of coffee, a hot cup of chocolate, and sit a spell for a little while we bring you this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful program. And while you hear the beautiful voices of Brother Oscar and Brother Chris, we have some beautiful voice. I don't know. Anybody don't think so, huh, Brother Chris? Probably.
All right. Hey, that's very uplifting.
Well, that's what we're all about. We need to uplift each other's spirit. You know, Brother Chris, and that's what we should be for each other. We are in the body of Christ. We should be able to encourage one another to be happy in this Christian walk, in this Christian life, along this Christian journey, because you know what? The world ain't gonna care nothing about you. The world don't care. The world can see you suffering.
Right.
They probably just, you know, well, you know how the world is, Brother Chris. You look at what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
In the political world, how so messed up that these are our leaders who so lead this country, but they are so messed up themselves. So the only person we can have our faith in is the Lord, Brother Chris.
Right.
Is the Lord
That's right. That's right. Because we can't put our trust in government, because we know that a lot of these leaders have sold us out, brother. They have sold the American people out, and the world has gotten so different now than the last 30, 40 years. So we got to really make sure that we have our mind fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ and the benefits that he offers in eternal salvation, because this world is passing away. You know, you can look at just the way that people drive their cars and driving almost 80, 90 miles an hour in the 55 mile an hour
in
speed
the
50 zone.
Mile Isn't that the truth, Brother Chris? That is so true. They just don't care about human lives anymore. They really don't care. They just want to get where they're going to get to, and that's it. And then some have nerve enough to be looking on their telephone while they driving. I don't know if they do that down there in California, but look at they be mess with their phones and driving the same time.
It's amazing. Yeah, this is the kind of culture we're in now. So we have to safety is the highest priority. So when you're in your travels and wherever you are in the world, in the U.S. or other countries around the world, safety should be the prominent factor. And when you get behind that wheel,
it should be. But these young folks don't care. They don't care, bro.
I'm a truck driver. I drive for JCI. I know you. So I'm out there all at night. I
know you.
Cut in front of me. Oh, man.
Well, Chris, we're gonna play our first selection for today. Hold on. Let me see if I can get it. I think we're going to play All My Trials by Greg Owens and Dwayne. I love that song.
That's right. That's right. That is a blessing to our soul.
That's right. Here you go.
Thank you.
That was Greg Owens and Dwayne with All of My Trials. You know, Brother Chris, when we're going through some trials and some tribulations, that is the Lord helping us to stay strong in Him or to rely on Him more. This is what Paul was going through in 2 Corinthians 12. Verse 7. Paul said, at least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buff me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I deserve more thrice, that he might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So Paul said, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Here, Paul recognized when he's at his weakest, he's calling on the name, calling on the Lord even much more, Chris, calling that the Lord may help him. And we do that a whole lot of times when we are going through some stressful situation. We need to just call on, call him up, my friend, if you're in the Lord.
Absolutely. That's right. Yeah. The Lord wants us to rely on him. He is the one that supplies all our needs in this Christian life. So why not put your trust in someone that is greater than yourself, that has the supernatural power to intervene at any time to provide the very necessities that you need? That's better than putting your trust in Allstate Insurance or Farmers Insurance, State Farm, where you know that if you have the insurance of God, that you know you are guaranteed to reap benefits.
That's right. That insurance, what's called the insurance, can relapse. What if you miss a payment? It might not pay off. So yes, the Lord is our best to trust in, put our trust in, you know. If our listeners want to call in, the number is 657-383-0883. If you want to call in and listen to the show live, or you can do this, and I keep forgetting to bring this up, you can go to Blog Talk Radio on the website, and once you get there, Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, and it will take you to the show, and you can hear us live as we are doing the show. So if you want to listen to us at 2 or 11 or wherever you are happy to do that. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/ Chatting from the Word. Okay. Brother Chris has a good lesson for us today. And I believe this lesson, Brother Chris, is very needed in not just only in the body of Christ, but for those that are out there in the world that are confused about when it comes to instrumental music in worship. We know that the denominational world, they're confused because they may have pianos and drums and guitars and trumpets or whatever. But once you do an in-depth study on God's word and look into instruments of music, and do God want us to worship him in such a way, you will see the answer, and God's answer is no if you study it right. He wants
right.
to shoot a lot of lips.
Absolutely.
Am I right, Brother Chris?
Absolutely, my brother. That's right, brother. Brother Oscar, we are actually exhorted to study
mm-hmm.
the scriptures, to be approved of the Lord, to be approved of God, and rightly dividing
mm-hmm.
the word of truth. And we should have that approach on every biblical subject that pertains to our life as Christians and to in religion of Christianity. And so
that's right.
We are charged to, as leaders in the body of Christ, to make sure that we inform the saints of these very, very important topics, especially the one that's under consideration for today in regard to the scriptural authority
Amen.
For mechanical instruments.
Amen. We don't want to give away too much now, Brother Chris.
We don't want to saturate the time. We don't want to, you know, give them a little bit too much before
that's
that
right.
entree, huh?
That's right. But it's going to be a good lesson. And also on our program on Chatting from the Word YouTube, we are discussing instrumental music there because it has, if you are on Facebook, it has came up between a couple of our leading brothers when it comes to instrument of music. And we are going to tackle that as soon as... Go ahead on talk, Brother Chris. Let me get this.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hey, this is your son, Oscar. How you doing?
I'm on the radio, Oscar.
Yeah.
You're live. Say hello to the people.
Huh?
Say hello to the people.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? This is
all right.
Your son.
Cool.
Now I call you
all
after
right.
the show.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
God bless you.
That's my son. He stays way on the other side of town. Something must came up, so I called him back after the show. I don't know. That's
okay.
the second
That's
time
wonderful.
He did that.
Checking in
but,
on.
yeah, that's what it is. See what daddy doing. See what old man doing. But like I was saying, we are going to study this instrumental music in depth because it is causing a strong division among God's people. And something this important
Amen.
Should not come between God's people because I too believe our worship must be in tune the way the Lord wants to be worshiped. And if it's not,
right.
and if it's not in tune the way the Lord wants to be worshiped, we cannot be truly the body of Christ. So this is why we spend so much time on this subject. But like I said, if you want to listen to the show live, you can call in. The number is 657-383-0883. Or if you want to come to the webpage at blogtalkradio.com/chattingfromtheword, and you can also hear the program live. And before we go into time of prayer, we want to play another selection for your listening ears, for your
Amen.
Listening consideration. Let's get it.
Right.
Here we go. Here we go. Chris.
All right. Amen. Love those melodious
yes.
sounds.
Yes, sir. I'm glad I know him. My committed acapella chorus. I'm glad I know him, Brother Chris. And it's through his word that we do get to know him. Isn't that right, Brother
That's
Chris?
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It says that faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
That's
so
right.
The only way we're going to be able to contact God is through his word and having that line of communication through faith, and that we can develop our relationship through prayer life, and that's how we grow in faith. That's how we develop
right.
a strong conviction in the Lord.
That's right, Brother Chris. And if you have any prayer requests out there, the number to call is 657-383-0883. Myself and Brother Chris do not mind to pray for you, because that is what we're supposed to do for one another as Christians, is to pray.
Amen.
For one another. It was Apostle Paul who said in Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Oh, Brother Chris, we all
right.
need prayer. We all need prayer. We all
right.
need prayer. Ain't none of
That's
us
right.
exempt from not being prayed for. We need prayer, Brother
right.
Chris. Prayer
you
got to
pray. And I can't overemphasize that enough, Brother Oscar, that we should pray for our government, pray for
That's
our
right.
leaders.
That's
pray
right.
for that they do the right thing and they really serve the country and serve the needs of all of the citizens of the United States. And also we pray for, you know, those that are congressmen, our Congress, our legislations, passing
Amen.
Laws, and pray for the those that that are our governors around the country and every state.
Amen.
And pray for our local mayors, our mayors, and all of the law enforcement.
That's right.
That
That's
because
right.
there's been so much police brutality, and as you see on social media,
mm-hmm.
we pray that God can intervene in any situation if the community and the of faith and the religious community come together, and that we can make a positive impact on the affairs of everyday life.
Yeah, let's pray, Brother Chris, before we run out of time.
That's all right.
Our Father, our Lord, we thank you so much, Father, for allowing us to see this day. Father, we thank you for your Son Jesus, who died on Calvary Mountain, that you allowed him to come down and took our place on the cross. Took our sins, and he nailed it to the cross. He took our sins on him.
Amen.
He bore our sins. He brought salvation down, Father. And Father, we thank you so much for that, Father. Oh, Father, we come praying for our government. We pray for all.
Yes, Lord.
Leaders, Father, be with each one. Be with our president. Help him, Father, to do the right thing. But if he's not doing Father, find a way to intervene so that all would be well and the citizens would be taken care of. We pray, Father, for this government. We pray city officials that they may do what's right. Father, we pray for the police departments around the world that they may have a little patience and control and govern with meekness and humility, Father. Father, we come praying for each listener. We pray, Father, that you be with them. Help them through the storms and the trials and the struggles that they're going through. If they're facing some sickness, arthritis, heart problems, diabetes, cancer, whatever it may be, Father, if it be your will, heal their body, but it's not, Father. Allow them to recognize that long they put their faith in you that everything will be all right and everything will work out. Father, we pray for our young people. Father, we pray, Father, that if they are in the body of Christ, they will continue on setting the right example in a world that really do not care. In a world that, where topsy-turvy, topsy, where right is wrong and wrong is right. Oh, Father, we pray that you be with our program from the Word. Help us to keep it on the air. Help us to keep on talking about your word, chatting about your word, and just hang in there when it comes to your word, Father. And, Father, we pray for our co-host, Brother Chris. We pray that, Father, you allow him to bring the lesson that he has on his mind. We pray that those that listen to him may listen with attentive ears, where they may learn your will and allow your word to guide them and direct them.
Amen.
In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Brother Chris.
Amen. Yes, sir.
So thank you for that, for praying with us. We thank everybody for praying with us in that prayer. We like I said, if you have a prayer request, you can always call in your prayer request. And, of course, at this time, we always asking for sponsorship. We need sponsorship to keep chatting from the word on the air. And I believe, and I know, not just believe, that this program is doing some good. The word of God will never return to him void. All right? So we need your support to continue bringing this program to the airwaves, continue on reaching the masses of people with the word of God. Oh, my phone's ringing like crazy, Chris. With the word of God. So we. So we need your support here at Chatting from the Word. We need your help. We need you to support us here at Chatting from the Word. To help us, myself and Brother Chris, to keep on teaching, to keep on talking, to keep on chatting from the Word. We don't ask for much. $1, $2, $10, $20 a month will be sufficient. And churches,
right,
if you want to put us in your budget for 2019, that would be fine. Also, do that. If you believe that we have been some assistance to your congregation, please help us here.
Amen.
At Chatting from the Word. Don't have Brother Oscar begging, huh? Don't have Brother Oscar
begging. That's right.
So support us here at Chatting from the Word. And if you wonder where to send the money, I do have a PayPal account. Go to PayPal, pull up my account, and put whatever amount you want to put in. And, of course, if you want to contact me, I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me there and talk with your brother. I don't mind it. And you can email me, too. My email address is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. And you can send a line or two there. But while you're at my webpage, I do have a bookstore. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sells for $21.50. And if you want to buy both books sell for $43. And the proceeds will go to help our program here. Now, put Brother Oscar to work. Now, what I know about my books, I don't send my books off to a publishing house. I am the publishing house. I print them, I bind them, and I send the books to you directly from me. And you know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Brother Chris.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You can reach me at my email address is lowercase e0619156915@gmail.com is my email address. And I have a Facebook page, and you can contact me on Facebook or Messenger anytime.
All right. All right. All right. Where we at, Brother Chris? We're going to play another selection before Brother Chris come with the message. And Brother Chris, as soon as this song cut off, you can go into your lesson. It is well with my soul, my acapella. Just hold on for a second and we get it. It is well with my soul.
Got to be.
God could be, Brother Chris.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Enjoy.
A brief moment of your time, we're going to discuss matters I think is very crucial to the Christian life and to the religious community, and how we are to really have authority in religion. And in Christianity, we must realize that we must have scriptural authority for all the affairs that we have. And just for a brief moment of our time that's allotted to me, I want to discuss, do we have scriptural authority for mechanical instruments? So we're going to today discuss some thoughts from the Old Testament, and we're going to talk about how some of the characters in the Old Testament dealt with this matter of music and introduced mechanical instruments in the Old Testament. Moses, Israel Exodus was in 1252 BCE, which is before the Christian era. David's reign was 1035 BCE to 961 BCE. Now let us consider the first occurrence of instrumental music in the Old Testament. This occurred around 1400 BCE when God gave instructions on Mount Sinai about how to worship in the tabernacle. And that leads me to my second point. About 400 years following the beginning of the tabernacle worship, King David introduced more instruments when he was brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. Many think David introduced mechanical instruments because he was a musician, or because the people wanted it, or because David and the people had the freedom to worship God as they please. But not so. God regulates the use of these additional instruments just as he regulated everything else associated with worship in the tabernacle and in the temple. Keep in mind, King David was about 1,000 years before Christ's birth in 4 BCE. And so David assigned the temple musicians their duties. And keep in mind, under the old covenant or the Mosaic system, there was an outer court divided in several courts in the area of the temple. There was the court of the priests. There was a court of Israel. There were a court for the women. And there were a court for the Gentiles. By King David, the outer court represents the ministry to the people and the offering to the people with the elements and the instruments of the word. Shout, sing, worship conducted in the outer court of the temple. The first mention of instruments in the Old Testament used in worship was in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 16 through verse 22. In addition to the to the Levite singers, they were to be accompanied by instrumental music or mechanical instruments, a lyre, string instrument, a psaltery, another string instrument, harps, which is a string instrument, and cymbals, which is a common percussion instrument. The musicians were divided into 24 groups of 12. Each group was by the name of their family leader. Each string instrument had a distinct sound. King David made an ordinance concerning ram horns and trumpets sounding out to call people's attention to the tent of worship. In the new tabernacle, there was a grand procession. The Levites were appointed to perform various duties before the Ark of the Lord by playing the lyres, the harps, and cymbals, and to blow the trumpets regularly. That's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, verse 6, and verse 41 to 42. By the time of King David's old age, he had a great orchestra for worship. There were 4,000 Levites appointed to praise the Lord with the musical instruments in 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 5. But in those days, later, Israel had perverted the worship of the Lord. Some had polygamous wives or marriages, and they were doing profane acts of paganism in the worship. That's why the prophet Amos warns Israel of their impending doom. Woe to them that sing idle songs to the sound of the viol, a string instrument, that invent for themselves instruments of music like David. That's Amos, the book of Amos, chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 5. There are other scriptural references for further study. In 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 25 through verse 27, 2 Chronicles chapter 35, verse 15, and Nehemiah chapter 12, 35 and 36. Notice all these instruments of string instruments were ordained by David. That means they were prescribed by David. It was by the ordinance of David. And under the leadership of the prophet Nehemiah, they brought the trumpets of Moses and the instruments of David in Nehemiah chapter 12. So we're going to continue these studies, and that if you have any questions regarding this particular topic matter on do we have scriptural authority for mechanical instruments, we're going to take some time to discuss these matters. And feel free to call in and to message us and comment on anything that we are teaching regarding this particular subject matter, as well as all topical matters that we have on the program. I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Oscar.
Thank you, Brother Chris, for that lesson. Brother Chris is making some good points when it comes to instrumental music in the worship. Because in the beginning, as he went to Mount Sinai, and when Moses received the commandments and many others from the Lord told Moses how he wanted everything set up at that time for Israel. And he did mention the tabernacle and what goes inside of the tabernacle. I'm glad you brought that this lesson, Brother Chris, because I'm going to do it. We're going by the same lesson on Mondays on YouTube, chatting from the Word. And we come into the Hebrew, where the Hebrew writer says that seed that you go from the pattern that I shoot to be on the mount. So this is where we're hitting it from that standpoint also, Brother Chris. And I am so glad you're bringing this lesson. We got to drive this lesson home, because if we in the church continue on being confused about it, oh, man, if the church can't say so, who can? Who can?
Right.
Who can, right. Brother Chris? Who can?
That's right.
We're going to give a listener a short invitation before we get out of here, Brother Chris.
All right. To those of you and listeners that have been inspired by the program, we like to give the invitation of the gospel to you. And this is how we respond to the call that God is giving to all of humanity. Now, first of all, we must realize that in order to respond to God, we must hear the word of the gospel. You've heard the truths of the Bible and the word, and when we hear about the death of Christ, the burial and resurrection of Christ, that is something that we must obey. And when we hear the word of the gospel, we must be able to respond to it and take and have faith in confidence in taking God at his word. Well, how do you get that faith? You get it through the word. You get it through having confidence and responding to what you have heard. You must believe it. You must be convicted by it. You must respond, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. So you, of course, believe that God is who he is. And with that faith and with that belief and trust in his word, you must be willing to repent. Repentance is a change of heart regarding your current life, and to turn to God, and you repent and turn to God. And when you do that, you are willing to commit yourself to serve him. And you also, along with repentance, which is commanded for everyone that comes to God, responding to the call of the gospel, you must be willing to confess the sweetest name on mortal tongue. which is Jesus Christ, and you confess that, you will live faithful unto death when you are converted to the Lord. You must be willing to be baptized as a repentant believer for remission of sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And the Lord will give you the gift of his Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Romans chapter 6, verse 1 through 6, and Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. For as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So when you are put on Christ by being baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, you are added to the church. You're added to Christ. You're in Christ. You're in the body of Christ.
Amen.
And if faithful unto death, and you shall receive a crown of life.
Amen. And then, too, it's through the water where we get in contact with the blood of Christ. And if you're not covered by his blood, you can't. God don't recognize you unless you're covered by Jesus Christ's blood. And it is in the water and the blood working together. The secret agent is the blood there, according to 1 John. The water, the blood, and the spirit works together.
Amen.
And we want to connect the three in heaven. We got to get connected with the three on earth, the water, the blood, and the spirit. Make it plain,
that's
brother.
Right.
You can't get no plainer than that. So if you have a desire, if you have a desire to be in the body of Christ, look one up in your neighborhood. And if you can't find one in your neighborhood, contact myself and Brother Chris, and we will help you contact. Get in contact with the body of Christ. All right, Brother Chris,
that's
leave us in the word of prayer real quick, and we're going to get on out of here. Brother Chris.
All right. All right, let us all bow in the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jehovah, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the program that we were able to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, your son. And that, Father, we thank you for allowing us to wake up every day of our lives. Be with us, Father, in our everyday affairs, and be with all of our listeners. Bless them, Father, in a wonderful way. Until we meet again next time, Father, for if it's your will, Lord, we ask that you keep us safe from any harm, hurt, or danger, and also for our listening audience. We thank you. Bless their families. Bless their lives in a wonderful way through this program. And that, Father, that we can be able to be an aid to all of those that are listening in. And, Father, that we continue to spread the news of the gospel of Christ. And, Father, we thank you. Be with us all. Brother Oscar and myself, that we continue to do this wonderful work and strengthen us in a wonderful way, and that we can be a blessing to others and to our listening audience. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us all say amen.
Amen, amen. As always, it was nice chatting with you from Chatting from the Word. And Brother Chris, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. All right. Amen.